Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, closing up a small studio alone a few nights a week didn't seem like a big deal. It was quiet, it was predictable, until it wasn't.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Yes, it is. And if you have a real ghost story, how about this? You share it with us. You can leave us a voicemail at 855-853-4802. You can write it down at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you would like to be a premium subscriber, get no commercials, advanced episodes, and access to the archive, sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. I'm Carol Hughes, and Kathy Gordon is with me today.
You know what I want to say?
I think I do.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Today is my birthday. Today is my birthday.
Tell them what you get to do tonight.
Oh, tonight I'm going to a town north of here, about 80 miles, to go see a band, The War and Treaty. And it's a band I have wanted to see live for a very long time. And my best friend, James, it's his birthday too, which is super fun, actually. So we get to always share our birthday together. And so James and I are going up to Salina to see them tonight.
That's going to be so fun.
Yeah. But I'm a little tired. And you want to know why?
I do.
So last night, go to bed, sound asleep. And I had I always have a fan on because I have tinnitus. And so I have ringing in my ears all the time. And last night was a little warm in the house. So I put it on the second setting. So it was a little louder than I usually have it. I woke up and I'm like, what is that sound? It's really loud. And I'm laying there and I'm just confused because I was sound asleep. And you know how you wake
right.
up? All of a sudden you wake up and you're trying to figure something out. And you can't.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, it's a helicopter. And it's not
weird.
Going away. And then I'm like, why wouldn't the helicopter go someplace else? Like, why is it just hovering over my house? My freaking house fan had turned on again.
Oh, weird.
Really weird. Now, this happened about 4 years ago.
One of those like whole house fans that's really loud.
Yeah, so it's got a big fan. I don't even know how to do it. I've never had a house that has had one of these, so I don't use it because I really don't know how. And it's really loud. But I think I open up my windows, and the idea is I have to open up a window on both sides of my house, or maybe even however many sides I can do. Four sides, I don't know. And then this brings the cool air. It sucks the cool air in. And so you do it on a nice day. You wouldn't do it on a 90-degree day. But there's a place in my dining room that has a big, I don't know, what would you say? It's 3 feet by 2 feet or 3 feet by 3 feet maybe. But when you turn on the fan, it's got these vents, and the vents open up.
Yeah, these levers.
And so there is this fan unit. So I get up and I'm like, oh my God, what is it? And then my dog is standing in the middle of, it's kind of a front room, dining room combination. He's standing there like, make it stop. I don't even know how it started. I've always blamed it. The first time it happened, I blamed it on my cat, Izzy. that made sense at night. There were some moths in my house. This was Izzy's four now. So Izzy was probably one when it happened before. And I was like, Izzy was probably chasing moths, chased one against the wall. It's got a what would you call this switch that you don't switch up or down, you press up or down on it. You know what I mean? So yeah. I'm like, oh, well, so Izzy was chasing a moth, hit that with his paw and turned on the whole house fan. There were no moths in my house. And I'm like, even if there was, what are the odds of it happening again?
It's weird. And, you know, just so that you can sleep better, tell yourself it was the cat. But I don't think it was.
I don't think it was the cat. I went back to bed and it was weird. I wasn't really afraid after I went back to bed. But Izzy actually is the one who woke me up. Izzy came in my room and I woke up. So maybe he did it again. I don't know.
It was apologizing. Like, yeah. I screwed up. I turned on the fan again. Can you turn it off?
But the weird thing is, it involves the whole house. So it's not just like turning on a fan in the other room. It sounds like when you wake up to it in the middle of the night.
Well, you thought it was a helicopter.
There's a helicopter landing on my house or in my backyard.
That's how loud it is, you know. When I lived in Chanute, Kansas, there was one in that house, and it was loud like that. And I never had it come on.
And then this morning, so I shut it off, and it took me a minute. It was just weird because I was so confused. Shut it off. This morning, I look at it, and the vents aren't shut the whole way. And I was like, that's weird. So I turn it on, off again. Turned it on. Later, I realized it still hasn't shut properly. So I turn on. And each time I do this, my pets scatter. Like, they are freaked out. And so I turn it on, turn it back off. The vents are still open. And I'm like, fine, I will call somebody to come look at it and get that shut. Because I don't really want a straight opening it to my attic. And they shut enough, but there was like a 1-inch separation. Mm-hmm. Like, it should be shut flatter. So I turn around to do something and look back about a minute later, it's totally shut. I'm like, okay, how did it just shut by itself?
Like, hey, that's weird.
I do. Yeah. But at that point, when it had completely shut by itself somehow, I was like, thank you. Thank you very much for doing that. Please don't do that again. Like, please leave this fan alone. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like, I get you might think it's a nice day today and we should have it on, but it should never be on in the middle of the night. So now, of course, you know, I'm going to go to bed at night going, okay, is that going to turn on again? And how is it turning on by itself?
Why would it only be in the middle of the night? Like, why wouldn't it happen in the day?
Well, that's another thing. It never has happened during the day. But now I'm like, oh, my God, what's it going to do to my pets if it happens when I'm gone? And it's like doing that for hours.
Well,
part of me just wants to disconnect it because I'm like,
then you'll really flip out when it turns on.
Right.
After you disconnect it.
It's turning itself on. I don't know how to fix it.
That's weird.
And I don't know how it's doing it.
That's weird. Because, you know, the first time it was like, okay, blame Izzy and move on, you know. But now it's weird. And the fact that they both happened in the middle of the night and woke you up, like, why? Why would, if it was the cat, why wouldn't it happen during the day?
Yeah.
I mean, what?
And Izzy does get up on that counter sometimes. Rizzo doesn't really, my other cat. Benji, of course, he never gets up there. He's a dog. But Izzy will get up there. That's where his water bowl is. And so he could have turned it on again.
Keep us updated.
Don't know what it was. But I do know it scared the shit out of me.
In the intro to the show today, you talked about somebody closing up a small studio at night. And you said it was fine until it wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What, you know, one of these days, I want to hear that the other way around. It wasn't until it was fine. That's what I want to hear someday. Somebody goes, oh, it didn't work, but now it's all fixed. Everything's perfect. The other way around. until
well, then
it
it's not so paranormal if you had the paranormal thing and then everything's fine.
But nobody ever says, you know, it wasn't until it was fine, right?
Yeah, that means it was all paranormal until it all went away.
It was all weird. Yeah. Until it wasn't. Yeah.
Well, let's go to the story. It says, I grew up in a small town where not a lot changes. There's one main street, a handful of businesses that have been there forever, a few that rotate in and out over the years. There was always one story people would bring up every now and then about a girl who went missing back in the 90s. No one ever found her. It's just become one of those things everyone knew about but didn't really talk about unless it came up for some reason. I never thought about it as anything more than that. A few years after high school, I got a job working at a small studio just off that main street. Wasn't anything special, just a place where people would come in for classes or appointments. Most days, there were other people around, but a couple nights a week, I would end up there by myself closing up. At first, it was fine. I kind of liked it. It was quiet. I could just get everything done without anyone in the way. After I'd been there for a while, I started noticing little things that didn't really make sense, but nothing big enough to worry about. Sounds that didn't really quite line up with what I was doing. First time I really noticed it was when the whole house fan went off. No, it doesn't say that. The first time I really noticed it, I was up front cleaning, and I heard what sounded like someone in one of the rooms down the hall. It wasn't loud, just enough for it to sound like someone moving around or shifting something. My first thought was that someone had stayed behind. It happened, so I walked down the hall and checked, but no one was there. All the rooms were empty, lights were off, just how I had left them. I didn't think much about it after that, just figured I misheard something. Then I heard it more often, not every night, but enough that I started noticing it. I'd be in one part of the place and hear something from another room. One night, I heard what sounded like someone talking. It was faint, like it was coming from the far end of the hallway. I couldn't make out full words, just the sound of a voice, like a woman, but I couldn't tell what she was saying. I remember stopping and listening for a second, trying to figure out if it was coming from outside or maybe another business, but it didn't really sound like it was coming from outside. So I walked down the hall again, checked every room, even looked outside, nothing. After that, I started getting out of there a little quicker when I was closing. I didn't hang around once I was done. Then one night it happened again, but clearer. I was in the middle of finishing up when I heard a voice behind me. Not loud, just close enough that it sounded like someone was just a few feet away. I couldn't make out exactly what was said, but it was enough to know that it wasn't random. I turned around right away. No one was there. I checked the hallway, nothing, and that was the first time it actually got to me a little. Not enough to quit, but enough that I didn't really like being there alone. So I started timing things so I could leave as soon as I was done. No extra time, no lingering. Then one night, everything kind of came together. I was there alone, finishing up. Everything had been quiet up to that point. I remember thinking it was one of the better nights. Nothing weird was happening. And at some point, I heard a noise from one of the rooms down the hall. I tried to ignore it, then I heard it again a little bit louder. I was already on edge at that point, so I started heading down the hall to check, just to get it over with. Before I even got to the doorway, I heard a scream. It came from inside one of the rooms. Not a yell, not someone calling out. It was a full, sudden scream. It was loud enough that I stopped right where I was. And right after that, there was a slam from inside that same room. I didn't wait to figure anything out. I turned around, grabbed my things, got out of there as fast as I could. I didn't even bother checking the rest of the building. I sat in my car for a minute trying to calm down, and then I called the owner and told them I was done for the night. I did not go back inside. After that, I didn't want to be there alone anymore. I finished out my time there, but I made sure I wasn't the only one closing by myself. Eventually, I ended up leaving that job altogether. It wasn't just because of that, but it definitely played a part. I never went back in there alone after that night. Every once in a while, I think about it, especially because of that story everyone used to talk about when we were kids. The timing of it, the way it sounded, just enough to make you wonder. I don't know what it was, and I'm not going to try to guess. Anyway, I figured I'd send it in and see what you think. Thanks for reading, Marissa. So I'm guessing, because the first thing wasn't really filled out. There was a girl who died in the 90s.
Right.
So I wonder if there's some local lore that goes along with that. You know, a lot of towns have that. Yeah. And if you can hear her on certain nights, or is it even true? Is it not? Did it happen? Is it just a spooky town story?
Oh.
But it sounds like maybe she thought it had something to do with it.
Going to solve it pretty soon. She threw it in, but I don't know that there's a connection. You know, I mean, she did kind of say the only weird thing in our town was this thing. And, you know, with the way DNA and genetic DNA things testing is starting to go, a lot of these are beginning to be solved.
Which makes me so happy when science
I just heard
wins.
About one in Nebraska recently. And so I'm with this advent of the new DNA testing and this genetic testing and stuff that's happening in some of these cold cases, they are beginning to solve them. But here's the thing. Maybe there is a connection and they might find it out.
Do you
like
think
maybe that she, the girl disappeared from that right around there or something, you know?
I mean, do you think it's connected to what she's experienced? Or is she just connecting it because she's heard the stories before weird stuff happens? Because I get why you would be scared to hear a scream coming from a room.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, it could have been someone being injured. You know, so I'm kind of surprised she didn't run outside and call the cops and be like, get over here. I just heard someone scream.
Well,
but something
but
about it made her feel like it wasn't really happening, that it was paranormal.
Right. Yeah. And I think she might in her heart sort of feel like it has something to do with that. There's definitely no evidence that it does. But it is a very, she did not feel comfortable about it. You know, sometimes we're around paranormal things. And while it's kind of unsettling, you don't necessarily feel like it's bad. Mm-hmm. Right? You don't necessarily feel like it's evil. She's not got that feeling. She's scared there.
Yeah.
When she was there. And now,
why wouldn't you have been scared? That would have scared the crap out of me.
Well, at first she was too, though, even before the scream. Just things were strange noises, maybe hearing people talk and not anything there. And she was very uncomfortable with it,
mm-hmm.
and not feeling good about it. And then the scream just sealed the deal for sure.
I don't know. If you live in a small town, you have that kind of, and that it happened in the 90s. So it's not a matter of if it happened. It's not like some legend from the 1800s. You know, this girl disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
I could see how you were connected to anything like this. Like, was it her?
Right.
And that makes sense.
And maybe, like I'm saying, maybe down the road, they do find a weird connection to this building. Like what was in this building before?
Mm-hmm.
What was in the area before this building or whatever? Who knows?
Hopefully solve it. I hate unsolved crime. And I love it when science catches the people who did it. It's like, you thought you got away with it for 40 frickin' years, and you didn't. Mm-hmm. And there's something so satisfying to me whenever you hear that happening.
Well, and, you know, for the large part, it feels like they kind of went on to lead sort of a miserable existence anyway until they did get caught, a lot of them. But I just feel like in her heart, she feels like there's a connection there.
Well, and I would have freaked
maybe
out.
Maybe there is.
I would
maybe,
have totally
maybe
freaked
there
out.
Is, maybe there isn't. But I do feel like something was going on there in that building with, you know, her. And I do not blame her for eventually saying, you know what, I don't need this job.
you know it didn't pay
this.
All that well.
Yeah, really.
She probably made a buck or two more than minimum wage.
I mean, really.
You know, so, there's another job out there.
That's right.
Well, let's go to our next story.
Talking about an experience that I had probably about a year and a half ago. Well, it was about a year and a half ago. And I was taking my dogs outside. And to go outside, there is a laundry room that you have to go through. And it was dark out, and the light was on in the laundry room because I had just been in there. So I was sitting on the porch waiting for my dogs to do their business, and I saw this black shadow, like, block out the light from the doorway. And I thought, oh, my mom must be in there, like, folding laundry or something, checking the dryer. I didn't really know. And I turned around to look, and there's nobody in the laundry room. So I turned back around, and I was waiting for the dog still, and it happened again. And it, I mean, it had like a humanish form. It looked like a guy to me, a man. I don't know for sure, but that's just what it reminded me of. So I thought, well, that was really weird. I came inside, and I asked my mom, I said, were you in the laundry room? And she said, no. She was sitting there watching the news, so she hadn't even gotten up. And I thought, well, that was weird. So I told her what I saw, and she's like, that's strange. And mentioned that she had been hearing noises in our hallway, which is something that we're used to, because when we first moved in, we would always hear, like, clicks or certain noises in the hallway. One distinct noise we heard was a Zippo lighter clink, and nobody smoked in the house or even had a lighter like that they used. And we really noticed it whenever my dad had a heart attack and he was in the hospital, so he wasn't there. He was the only one that had a Zippo, and he wasn't smoking at this time whenever we started hearing it. So we started calling that guy, I guess we assume it's a male. We started calling him the soldier because the Zippos were big, you know, with the World War II, I believe it was. And we would also hear up in the bedroom that I slept in, you could hear someone pacing constantly at night. We hadn't heard anything in a while. And she mentioned, you know, she heard noises in the hallway. And, you know, we thought, oh, well, that was just a little weird. Okay, no big deal. I went to talk to my friend that night, who is from a long line of shaman, Native American shaman, and he said, there's something in your house, like a dark mass, just kind of floating around. And I said to him, I know. I said, I saw a shadow, and I was telling him, you know, about the whole thing. And he said, weird. I don't know what it is. And I said, oh, me either. And kind of got like a weird feeling about it. And then I said a few minutes later, I was like, I hope it's not like death or something. He's like, well, I didn't want to say anything, but it might be. So I was like, oh no, just, you know, worried about everybody. Like, oh my gosh, I hope they're okay. And checking on everyone after that. What ended up happening is 3 days later after this, I had to take my dog to the vet, and he was 10 and a half. He wasn't feeling too well, but I had to put him down because he had some kind of cancer and he was just miserable, and there wasn't really anything anybody could do for him at that point. So I put him down, and 2 days later, my grandmother died. I know it sounds like a bad country western song, you know, your dog dies, your grandma dies. I guess somebody needs to be hit by a train. I'm not really sure. Thankfully, nobody was. But it was just kind of weird. And whenever I told my friend, I said, you know, I had to put my dog down today. And he goes, 3 days. And I said, 3 days? And he's like, yeah, 3 days. He goes, that was death at your house. And I was like, oh, my. So just a little bit creepy, and guys, have a great day. Thanks for doing the show. I love listening to you. Yeah, keep it up. I love it. Thanks. Bye.
You know, she mentions that Zippo lighter, and that's a sound mm-hmm. that a lot of younger people probably have never really heard. And people our age grew up with that because our parents all smoked. And so,
it's a very distinctive sound.
Yeah, the way you would flick it open was because our dad smoked. And so it was just kind of part of the soundtrack in the house. You would hear that sound. So I hadn't thought about that sound in a really long time until she had just said that. So
I know, that would when be she said that, I
really
was like,
strange to hear that in your house.
Yeah, yeah. But does that sound have anything? Because her friend, who's a shaman, suggested that the shadow was death and was foretelling of a death that would happen. And then, of course, 3 days later, her dog. But does the Zippo lighter guy have anything to do with the death in, that's
exactly.
come to the house?
Yeah, or is that some, what's the term I want? It's a red herring. You know, like, are we going after that? And there's really this? Are they just not connected? Because it doesn't seem like they would be connected.
It doesn't to me either. And so I think two things are true here. That I think they have a spirit in the house that occasionally they hear pacing, they hear, you know, Zippo lighters, they hear, you know, different sounds from the life track of this person. And then death came. I think what we have are some sensitive people that live in this house and so are aware of things like that when they happen.
You know, could you go to someone like a shaman or even a medium of some kind and be like, you know, this happened in my house. Do you know what it means? I don't know that I want to know. Like, I would have a real problem if someone said, you know, it's bringing death.
Yeah.
I don't know that I want to know. Now, I think that was not a surprise with her dog, and I'm very sorry to hear that because it doesn't make it any easier.
Right.
But that wouldn't be a surprising, but the grandma might have been. And I just don't know that I want to.
Well, the dog might have been too.
Yeah, I don't, because I think she only said the dog was like 10 or something, which isn't that old.
But they may not have had a clue. He might have just gotten sick and they took him in and they said, oh, it's too far advanced, you know.
So I don't know if I want to know that sort of thing in advance. You know, that's a superpower that I don't know that I want to have. And I don't know if I want anyone with the superpower to share that information with me.
Yeah, yeah.
Because what do you do with that information? It's like somebody's going to die. Who do I tell that to? Do I tell it to you? Mm-hmm. Do I even want you to know that? Do you want to know that? Like, now there's two of us going around going, who's going? I don't know. I don't think I want to know anything like that. I don't think it helps you prepare. It wouldn't make it any easier. And you would just be all the time looking around. Who is it? Is it me? Is it somebody else? What is it?
But I think she's sensitive and saw this black mass.
And could have been, you know, it seems a little, what's the word I want? Kind of something you'd read in a book, you know, where the angel of death shows up right before somebody dies.
Yeah.
Does that happen? You read about things like that, but does it really happen?
You know what I think? I think, yes, it does. If you're sensitive, it could happen to you. I do.
Oh, I don't want that to happen to me.
Ooh.
Well, if you have a real ghost story, if you wouldn't mind, share it with us. Leave us a voicemail at 855-853-4802. You can write it down at realghoststoriesonline.com. Be a premium subscriber if you'd like. You can support the show that way, and you can get advanced episodes and access to the archive with no commercials. So sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. I'm Carol Hughes for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online. Thank you for listening.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.